Lord. All right, good to see you. Amen. All right, good. Go ahead and have a seat. I'm glad to see you. Go ahead and sit down. That's awesome. Amen. Peace, love, and happiness. All right. All right, sit down. All right, hey, am I on mic here? Amen. Is this microphone on? Is it on? Am I on? Okay, all right, good. Amen. I love coming to Howes Anderson Chapel. I have not been in the new chapel. Y'all are nuts, man. Crazy. I have not been in the chapel since it's been remodeled. And I come in and look at this and the big deal up there behind us here. Beautiful. At the platform, I love it. That got a lot more room. I can cover more territory up here. This is awesome. I like this, man. Don't you like it? It's great. I can come preach over here. They came and sang over here. I don't know why I can't preach over here. Amen. Come over here. They stand over here singing, and all the words are right there. I'm teasing. Something's here. It is. Now I know why they sang over here. Except the problem is this song says, Hallelujah, Jesus saves, and that's not what they sang at all. You want me to sing it? I have no idea how that song goes. Y'all know Hallelujah, Jesus saves? Y'all know that? How many of you know it? 3 people. All right, good. I have no idea. There we go. All right, it just says here, Jesus saves. Hallelujah. Jesus saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus saved. All right, there you go. I like coming up here on this platform. It's awesome, isn't it? I cannot sing over here. There are no words. She'll be coming around the mountain. Okay. Take your Bibles and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I love Howes Anderson College. I love being a part of Howes Anderson College. I came here as a freshman when I was 17 years old. That was a long time ago. And it's been a part of my life one way or another for all these years. And now I am old. Amen? I am old. Say, when were you born, Brother McSpadden? In 19, none of your business. Amen. First Corinthians chapter 14, did you find it there? First Corinthians 14 and verse 10. The Bible says, read it with me, will you? There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. You know what that means? The Bible says, there are, it may be, so many different voices in this world, and none of them is without signification. What it means, a lot of different voices in the world, and you can identify every one of them. Simple, right? All right. Little sissy voices like this. Stop it. Rough, gruff voices like this. There's soft voices like this. Hello, voices like this. The Bible says there are many different kinds. There are many different kinds of voices in this world, and you can identify every one of them. Say that. There are many different voices in this world, and you can identify every one of them. Have you ever been in a store and some little kid is separated from his mom, and he's scared, and he's crying, "Mommy! Mommy!" Now, there are 30 mommies in there. But the right mama finds him because she can identify that voice. The Bible says there are many different voices in this world, and you can identify every one of them. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15. 1 Peter chapter 3, I'll get it here eventually. 1 Peter 3 and verse 15. You find it? Read it with me, will you? Sanctify the Lord. All with one accord, you were all over the place, but amen. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you through a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. You know, the thing is that God has a plan and a will for you. And he does. He has a plan. He has a will for you. The thing is, Brother Mitchell, I ask people, do you know what God's will is for you? And I have no idea. I don't know. I ask the average Christian, you know what God wants from your life. What's God's will for you? I don't know. I have no idea. You know, God has a will for you. And I'm not talking about just the big will in his life, like what are you going to do with your life? Are you going to go to the mission field or pastor church or just get married? Amen. Girls, help me now. Amen. All right. And the girls who are sitting by themselves are all going, amen. The one sitting by a guy going, uh-uh. Not this one. No, 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 no. God has a plan for you. By the way, God has a plan for you and a will for you every day of your life. God has something he wants you to do today. God has something he wants you to do tomorrow. God has something he wants you to do. God has a plan for you. But the average person does have no idea what God wants from them in their life. Brother Mitchell, would you be God for a minute? Would you mind? Come over, help me. Okay? Okay, God, go stand right down there, okay? Okay, which one of you guys want to help me here? Okay, come on. You got me? Okay. Okay, you can help too, but what I want you to do is I want you to stand over there in the middle aisle. Go stand in the... No. In the aisle. He's afraid if he gets in that aisle, he'll end up getting married or something. Amen. Don't look at them. They don't want to see you, okay? Look up here. Now, come here, sir. What's your name?
Antonio.
Okay. And you're a Christian.
Yes, sir.
You want to do what God wants you to do.
Yes, sir.
You want to please the Lord.
Yes, sir.
You want to do whatever God wants you to do, you're willing to do it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now here's the thing. You had to think about that last one there a minute. Now, if you do the will of God, you'll be blessed. You do the will of God, God will meet your needs. You do the will of God, and you're going to have a wonderful life. But here's what happens. There's so many people who don't really know what God's will is, and so they're trying to do God's will. And so what they do is they are trying on their own to do what God wants them to do. So they end up going over here. Now, what do you have for him?
What do I have for him? Nothing.
Nothing. Okay. Yeah. There you have the Christian life for many people. I'm trying to do what God wants. Hey, why don't I have it? I don't have anything for you. Why are you here, man? Get it. Okay, come back here now. Now pray and ask God to help you.
Lord, help me.
Okay. Now he knows it's God's will to go that direction, okay? Yes. All right? So you know that's God's will?
Yes, sir.
You sure about that?
Yes, sir.
So he's going to go do God's will. Goes over there. And he's right in the middle of God's will, and what does God have for him there?
Money.
You get to keep it. All right, thanks. You can go sit down. Thank you, fellas. I appreciate your helping, but you don't get anything, all right? So. You can talk to him after the service, and he'll split it with you, all right? Now, here's the thing. God has a plan and a will for you, but the average person has no idea what God's plan for them. I'm talking on a day-by-day basis, a week-by-week basis, a month-by-month basis. And the trouble is that we don't know really what God wants us to do. We get up and go through the motions of what we think we've been taught, we've been preached to, we've been taught the Bible all our lives, and we know there's certain things I have to do, and okay, I do that, and we go through the motions, but really don't know what God wants us to do. And I'm going to show you this morning why a lot of times we don't know what God wants us to do. All right, can I show that to you today?
Yes, sir.
All right, I need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No. You already got $5, man. Come up here. You guys line up over here across the platform, okay? All right, now, I need a lady who will help me. Any of you ladies want to help me? Okay, right back there. You raised your hand. Yeah, you raised your hand. Come on, yeah, come on up. Come on up. What is your name?
Allison.
Allison, you volunteered for this. You don't know what you're getting into?
Nope.
No? Do you even care?
I don't know.
Okay, all right. Allison, go stand over here. I'm sorry, but you have to stand right here, okay? All right, now. The Bible says there are, it may be, so many different voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. In other words, there are many different voices in the world, and we can identify every one of them. So these are going to represent voices in the world, okay? I've been doing some studies on these guys, like Paul here. He is a sports star. He plays linebacker for Chicago Bears. That's his side job on the weekend here. And so I've been investigating these people, and I know this. And so he's sports. What are you?
Sports.
What are you?
Sports.
What are you?
Sports.
What are you?
Sports.
Stutters a little bit. All right. What's your name?
Eric.
Eric?
Yes, sir.
I've been doing some investigation, and Eric is... Eric is fun. He's a party animal. So what are you?
Party animal!
No, you're fun.
Oh. Fun!
Okay, all right. So what are you?
Sports.
What are you?
Fun!
All right, what are you? Oh, you don't know what you are yet, do you? All right, what's your name?
Kenny.
Denny?
Kenny. With a K.
Kenny.
Yes, sir.
Kenny with a K.
Yes, sir.
All right, Kenny. I've been investigating, and Kenny, he is closed. He just walked out of GQ magazine, all right? He is closed, all right? What are you?
Clothes.
What are you?
Clothes.
What are you?
Sports.
What are you?
Fun.
What are you?
Clothes.
I've been checking out Hunter. I've been checking his life. And Hunter is an alcoholic. You are beer. What are you?
Beer.
What are you?
Beer.
Don't be so happy about it. This isn't a good thing. He's smiling. Yeah, beer. All right, here we go. All right. No, you're not supposed to be happy about this. What are you?
Beer.
He's still having trouble not being happy about it. What's your name?
Elijah.
Elijah? Elijah, I've been doing some studies on Elijah here, and I found out that Elijah is a rock musician. He's music. What are you?
A rock musician.
No, you're music. What are you? You're rock music.
Rock music!
Okay. All right. What are you?
Sports.
What are you?
Fun.
What are you?
Clothes.
What are you?
Beer.
What are you?
Rock music.
Okay. I've been doing some investigation. What's your name?
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Yes, sir.
Jeffrey. I've been doing some investigation, and Jeffrey is a motorhead. He's cars. What are you?
Cars.
Cars. What are you? What kind of car?
Corvette. 2022
Corvette.
White Corvette.
2022 white Corvette. He's got this down. All right. They're your cars, all right?
Cars.
All right. What are you?
Sports.
What are you?
Fun.
What are you?
Clothes.
What are you?
Beer.
What are you?
Rock music.
What are you?
Cars.
I've been checking Caleb out here. Now, he puts himself off as a poor missionary kid. He puts himself off as a poor college student. But he is a multimillionaire. He's got money. He's got money. In fact, he said he was going to pay all of your school bills next semester. So Caleb is money. What are you?
Money.
What are you?
Money.
And what are you?
Cars.
What are you?
Rock.
Have you noticed that the guys that are beer and rock music are very happy about this? This is not good. All right. What are you?
Rock music.
What are you?
Beer.
What are you?
Clothes.
What are you?
Fun.
What are you?
Sports.
All right. Now, I've been investigating Allison's life here. And I'm about to tell you the truth. Allison is a girl. She's a girl. What are you? Girls. All right, so let's see what we have here. What are you?
Sports.
Fun.
Clothes.
Beer. Rock music.
Cars.
Money.
Girl.
Now, here are things in our life, voices that we hear all the time. These are voices that are in our life. When you go to work, I don't care where you go in America today, you go to the restaurant, you go to the mall, you go to work, you hear rock music. They have beer commercials everywhere, all these things everywhere. You hear these voices. By the way, have you ever noticed how the commercials on it? Well, anyway, you hear all these voices. And these are voices. And the Bible says there are, it may be, so many different voices in this world, and none of them is without signification. Or other words, you can understand or you can identify every one of them, all right? So we have
sports.
Fun.
Clothes.
Beer. Rock music.
Cars.
Money.
Girl.
She's so excited. Girl. I didn't get anything exciting. I'm just a girl. Brother Mitchell, would you help us again? Would you mind? Okay, back up a little bit there. Back up a little bit. Brother Mitchell is God. All right. So he's God. Who are you?
God.
You heard him. He thinks he's God. I said, who are you? He said, God. All right, he thinks he's God. All right, so he's God. All right. I need somebody else help me. Would you come help me? What's your name?
Peter.
Peter, where are you from?
From here.
From here? Good. You live here at the college all the time, huh?
Basically.
You grew up here in the chapel? And no. All right, Peter. Peter, you're going to be a Christian. We're just pretending. We're just pretending, okay? And so, Peter, you're a Christian here. Now, God, do you have a will for him? Do you have a plan for him? Do you have some things you want him to know? Okay, God has a plan for you and a will for you. But I'm going to show you right now why most Christians do not know what God wants from their lives. Now, when I say to go, I want all of you to yell loudly what you are. We're going to practice, okay? Go ahead. Let's try this again. Now, I want you to keep yelling it till I tell you to stop. Now, all right, now I had to practice. We didn't practice this. I had to tell them what to do. I had to tell God what to do. All right. And so here's a Christian. And a Christian, he gets up in the morning and he's busy. He gets up in the morning and he's got to get to work. He's got to get to school. He's got these responsibilities. He's got to take care of things. And so he gets up, he rushes through his day. Go ahead, all of you start yelling. Well, they're good, aren't they?
Yeah.
Now, Peter, did you hear all these voices?
Yeah.
Yeah, you heard them. Hey, God, were you speaking to him?
Yeah.
You were. You had some things you want him to know. You were telling him something. Did you hear what God said? That's the average Christian right there. The average Christian lives their life in this world, and God gets drowned out. Oh, we hear all these voices. Some of them are good. Some of them are bad. Some of them can be either way. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a car. You got to have a car. Nothing wrong with having some money. You got to have some money. Nothing wrong with being a girl if you're a girl. And if you're not a girl, don't be a girl. All right? But I shouldn't have said that, should I? Nothing wrong with that, okay? Nothing wrong with some of these things. But there are some things, rock music, drugs, alcohol, these things. But all of these things are yelling for attention. In this world, there are many voices calling and wanting your attention. They are calling and they call loudly. You ever notice how the commercials on a show are louder than the show? Have you noticed that if you're watching a football game and all of a sudden a commercial comes on for Doritos, that it's all, you notice that? They're very loud. The world is loud about what they are. They're loud and proud, if you will. They're loud and they want to get your attention. They want you to pay attention to them. There are many different voices in this world and none of them is without signification. We understand what they are. We know them. We hear them all the time. We know these voices. You know, well, if you're watching a football game or something, I say football because we're in football season, and a beer commercial comes on and somebody says, you're watching a beer commercial. Oh, I didn't know. Yeah, you did. You know what it is. You know what these things are. We know them. The Bible says there are many different voices in this world, and you can't identify every one of them. And these are things that we will come across every day of our life when you go to work, and you can't help it unless you become a hermit somewhere and you never go out in the public. You're going to hear these voices. You're going to hear different things. They're going to be calling unto you. They're going to want your attention. And as a Christian goes through the day, they're yelling at you, and they want your attention. You see, the thing is, though, is that God does not yell at you. The Bible doesn't have a loudspeaker saying, read me! You remember in the Old Testament when Elijah went to the cave and God was going to meet him there? The Bible says that there was a whirlwind, but God wasn't in the whirlwind. There was a fire, he wasn't in the fire. There's an earthquake, he's not in the earthquake. But in a still, small voice, the Bible says. See, God does not yell at you. The Bible doesn't have a loudspeaker saying to read it. You know, the thing is that God speaks to us in a still, small voice. You know, the thing is that if we would go along in life and God says, hey, I'm talking to you! I'm going to make him earn that $5, amen? God doesn't yell at you like that. God doesn't grab you and say, hey, I'm talking to you. Listen to me. He's going, don't kill me, please. God doesn't do that. God speaks to us in a still small voice. The Bible says there are, may be, so many different voices in this world, and none of them is without signification. There are many different voices in the world, and we can identify every one of them, and they're all hollering to us, but God doesn't yell at us. God speaks to us quietly. Mr. Christian, come on back down here. Therefore, we look in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15. What's it say? What to say, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Now, here's what it is. The word sanctify means to set apart. You know, because we are going to face these things every day of our life. We're going to face them. We're going to hear them as we go about our job. We go to work. We go to shop. We go do things. We're going to hear these things. The voices are there, and God says you can. They're going to be there. They're not without signification. You can identify every one of them. And so, therefore, because you are going to hear all these, sanctify God, or set aside a time for God where you tune into God. Now, we have here that he tunes into God and God speaks to him. And God says things like, read your Bible, pray, go soul winning, go to church. Okay? Now, God is speaking to him. Here's the problem with many Christians is we don't just rebel against the Bible. We just get busy and we miss reading the Bible. We don't rebel against praying. We just get busy, and we just forget about it. And so we go through the day hearing all these other voices, but we haven't tuned into God to hear his voice. The Bible says, sanctify, or set aside a time for God. Set aside the Lord God in your heart. Set time for you to let God speak to you and let God talk to you and let God commune with you and tune in to God. Why? Do you have 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15 there? Read it. But sanctify. Oh, wait a minute. It says, be ready to give an answer to every man that asketh thee. Hello? You know why a lot of people end up getting in trouble? They come along and these voices are calling. They haven't tuned into God, and these voices are calling, and one of them gets their attention instead of God, and they don't know how to answer it. They haven't tuned into God, so they don't know how to answer this. They don't know what to do with it. This voice comes to me and says, hey, come on with me. But they haven't been with God so that God can direct them. And so what happens is they get sucked into something, and pretty soon they get swallowed up by the world. Because the Bible says, sanctify the Lord God in your heart so you can be ready to give an answer to any man that asks you. They're going to say, hey, come on over here.
Fear!
It's not going to hurt you. Come on over here with us. Come on over here.
Rock music.
Oh, yeah, come on over here. But the Bible says you should be able to give an answer to everyone. What we need to do is sanctify or set aside time with the Lord every day where we commune with him, read his Bible, pray, let God speak to our hearts so that we know how to answer these things. We face them every day in our life. We go through our life and we face these things, and they're going to be there, but we go through it and we don't know how to answer it sometimes. So God says, sanctify the Lord God in your heart. Set aside time in your heart with God so you tune into him and you can hear what God has to say to you. Okay, so you sanctify the Lord God in your heart. Wine is mocker. Holy Spirit power is going on now. This time, right now, so he gets up in the morning and he sanctifies God and he spends time with the Lord. And now he's spent his time with the Lord, so now he's got to go about his duties in the day. So he, Christian, takes off and he goes about his duties. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, ready? Okay. He's really happy about that rock music right there. Really enjoying this, man. What did you do in chapel today? I was rock music, man, I'll tell you what. Now, when you went through your day today, did you hear those voices? Yeah, you did. You're going to hear them. But did you hear God? Did God have some things to say to you? Did God have some things he wants you to know? And you heard what he was saying. You see, the thing is that we're going to face these things every day in our lives. Therefore, we need to sanctify God in our hearts. So we tune into God. So as we're going through our day and we hear these things, we're listening to God too. We've already tuned into God. We know how to answer them. What are you?
Sports.
Sports. Oh, my soul, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Pastor can't come Sunday because we got a ball game. I know how to answer that. I'm supposed to put God first here, okay? What are you?
Fun.
There's nothing wrong with having fun, but the world says, come on to our parties. Man, we're going to have fun, come to our parties, oh my soul. And the world does not have fun parties, okay? Their idea, the world's idea of a fun party is they go to somebody's house, they turn the rock music on, they drink beer, take drugs until they're all bombed out of their head and they all look like they're miserable. Hello? Yes. But I'm supposed to submit to the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit control me, not alcohol and drugs and parties and all that. What are you?
Clothes.
Oh. And the Bible says we're supposed to be laying up treasures in heaven. And we're not supposed to worry about what we wear because God clothed the lilies in the valley. Didn't he say something about that? And God said to take care of you. Hello. All right. What are you?
Beer.
Bible says wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. Whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. I know how to answer these ones.
Rock music.
Singing to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart unto the Lord. I know how to answer that. What are you?
Cars.
Cars. Oh, my soul. You know what? I am old. And I have had so many cars in my lifetime that I can't even remember all of them. And you know what happens to every one of them? I get it. They break down. They rushed. They get to the place that I have to get another one. Don't you feel bad for me? Right. So what is it? Cars. God says lay up treasures in heaven where rust doesn't corrupt. People say, well, I got to have that car. And they take and steal their tithe from the Lord and buy the car. And God says, oh, no. You keep giving your tithe and lay up treasures in heaven. I know how to answer this. A car is not sinful. But, buddy, if you take the place of God and if you make it an idol in your life and you steal from God to pay for the car, it's bad. I know how to answer that. What are you?
Money.
The love of money is the root of all evil. We have to have money and we have to work hard and earn money to pay the bills. Nothing wrong with having it, but people go over the line and say, I've got to have it, and they'll step on anybody, they'll rob and steal and kill. Hey, the love of money is the root of all evil. I'm just going to trust the Lord. I'm not going to trust in money. Amen?
Right.
What are you?
Girl.
Bible says, keep thyself pure. We live in a wicked and immoral society today. And immorality is everywhere, but you know what? What's going to happen is some girl's going to come by, and she's gonna have her face all pretty and her hair all nice. She's going to have those long eyelashes as she blinks and wipes. She'll stand in the back of the classroom, and she blinks and wipes the chalkboard with her eyelashes. And she'll have that perfume, come and get me number 5 on. And she'll saunter up. Hello, big boy. I'm going to tell you, you ought to find a good wife here, fellas. While you're in college, that's part of it. But you still need to know what the Bible says, keep thyself pure. And when you do find a wife, you want one that's going to honor God and fits with Proverbs chapter 31, all right? Chapter 30. It's in there somewhere. When you get old, you won't remember either, all right? Keep thyself pure. Now, the thing is when you sanctify the Lord God in your heart, then you know how to answer the voices that you come across in your life. And you know how to answer them. And you know God's will concerning those things. I making sense to you? When I talk about God's will on a daily basis, I'm going to come across all these voices, and I need to know how to answer them. I need God's will so I know how to answer them. So therefore, I got to sanctify God in my heart so that when I go through my day and I see and I hear these voices that calling unto me, I know how to answer them because I know what God's will is concerning all of this. Am I making sense to you here? And the whole message today is just, look, you're going to hear these things, and the temptations are going to be there, and the world is calling to you. So set aside some time with God and spend time with Him. Sanctify Him in your heart. Tune into God so you know how to answer everything and you know how to deal with God's will, dealing with all of this on a day-to-day basis. Thank you. Y'all did good. You're too happy being sinful, but that's okay. There are, it may be, so many different voices in this world. None of them is without signification. You can identify every one of them. Therefore, sanctify God in your heart. Why? So you can be ready to give an answer to everyone that asketh thee concerning the hope that's in you. I want to do God's will. When I tune into Him, I know how to deal with these things on a daily basis. I know what God's will is concerning all of this. But you've got to tune in to God. Sanctify Him before anything else.